Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs that diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you, or you can help it, at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida. So many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. We are live from Orlando, Florida. And if you're listening in your car and you'd like to call in, please do. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you're listening from Philadelphia, love to hear from you, Philly. Hey, my Philadelphia contingency, 407-894-1680. And by the way, all our computers are Spectrum, powered by Spectrum. That's right. It's powered by Spectrum. Hey, folks, don't forget to vote. No matter who you vote for, just vote. Make sure this is the year you have to vote. I'd like to hear from anybody who voted so far. I don't care who you voted for, but the point is, I'd like to know if you did. And don't forget, in Florida, tomorrow is the last day you can register. I don't know what rest of, don't know about the rest of part of the country, but tomorrow in Florida, the last day to register tomorrow. Hey, folks, don't forget to vote. It's very important. Vote. Hey, folks, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. If you missed any part of the show, you can go to our website. Check us out, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blind and, don't forget the A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And don't forget, this is the second hour.
Gary, are you there?
Yeah, it's the second hour, Michael. Second hour of this great show.
Yep.
Yep.
Listen, the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Lynn?
I thought you were going to do the last trivia tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. So you have 7 minutes before
okay.
We go to break.
Okay. So, folks, if you know what the show is all about, we always say this is the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's what this show is all about. When I started this radio show, well, we've been on now 5 years. I started it for a mission to so you can entertain you, have fun. Also, for those folks who need jobs, but educate the people about people who are sighted, people who are blind. Educate both, because it's very important to know that people that are vision impaired have a lot to do in their life. Like myself, I lost my vision, but I still got a great life. Love it.
Well, the big thing, Michael, is, we educate the sighted people that the blind people can do things. A lot of people that are, don't know about blindness think that blind people can't do anything. They're completely wrong. Just listen to our show and we'll explain it.
If sighted people would like to call in and ask any questions, you're more than welcome. 407-894-1600. If you'd like to ask any questions about people that are how you should talk to, address somebody who's blind, call us up. Let's talk about it. If you see someone with a cane, it's not a stick, it's called a cane. That people, most people have said to me about my stick. It's not a stick, it's a cane.
Yep. What happened to me, Michael, one time? That's when I had my dog guide. You know, somebody wanted to help me and actually grabbed the handle of the dog and trying to steer the dog in the direction that the guy wanted me to go. And I said, man, you got to get your hands off my steering wheel. You know, so things like that that a lot of people don't know that you don't do that. And so that's how this show informs you that don't grab a person by the cane or don't grab the blind man's dog's harness or handle. So it's interesting.
Most people don't know these dogs are very, very expensive. They're worth $50,000 at least.
$56,000 was my last dog.
Speaking of dogs, we should remind everybody to give Leader Dog a shout.
Yeah, you should give Leader Dog a shout.
Oh, yeah.
Considering a guide dog, go to Leader Dog. That's right out of Michigan. Leader Dog. They're sponsoring our second hour.
Yeah.
Great company.
That's all. All expenses paid to get there and back, too, and your stay.
They put you up, they feed you, and they teach you.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a very interesting segment.
I tell you what, Michael, here's one more bonus. If they want to know anything about Leader Dog, get a hold of you by Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show .org and get a hold of you, and you can get them in touch with Sherry, and she will personally call you and talk to you about it.
You're volunteering Sherry.
You're
huh?
volunteering Sherry. Okay.
That's right. Sherry would be more than glad to talk to you about Leader Dog.
She would. It's just amazing, though, that everything is free, including the accommodations and the travel.
Yeah.
I mean, and it doesn't matter what state you live in, your age, anything. It's great.
Everybody loves that word, free.
Yeah, there's that.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That reminds me. Glad you brought it up.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
Yes. Listen, folks, I'm glad Gary just brought it up. Remind me of something. We have a great sponsor.
Xavier
Society for the Blind in New York. Mm-hmm. Now, what they're doing, just so you'll know, you can get books, and they brought up the famous four-letter word that starts with F, free, F-R-E-E-E. Four letters, starts with an F, free, F-R-E-E. That's right. And they say, if you are blind, as long as you can hear Braille, you want a book. Or they also have books that are audio, too. They have books not only for Braille. They have books that are audio.
Right.
That they will send you free of charge. You hear that? I mean, if you want books free, call them up. Go to our website. Check it out. Go to our website. Look at their phone number and just call them. And just say you heard on the Blind and Beyond radio show that they have free books. And they do. By the way, that's a great gift for Christmas. Giving out free, maybe the Bible, a book that's free to someone who's blind. If you're sighted out there and you want to give somebody someone who's blind for Christmas, you can get for Christmas, but they don't cost you anything. Just say it's for a blind person, whether it's an audio book or a book in Braille. You get either way, audio book or a Braille book. And ask for the different books. They have different books. Yes, some of the books are Bibles. And some of the books are not Bibles. Ask, and they'll discuss it with you, which books they have that are free.
Well, Christmas is right around the corner here, Michael, so if they get their order in now, they'll get it in time to send it to their loved one.
Yep. So remember that. Just write to – look us up.
The website is just XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. And that, by the way, that's X-A-V-I-E-R, Xavier Society for the Blind.org.
It's on our website.
Yeah.
Check out the website.
Or you can call them at 212-473.
They're not going to remember.
7800.
They're not going to remember.
Yeah, I never remember phone numbers, but I do remember.
But it's on our website. The phone number, everything else on our website. It's Xavier
Society, what's
the Society for the Blind. Xavier
Society
for the Blind. It's on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check us out. Take a look. Call them up. Tell them you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And say you want a book for Christmas.
We're going to go to break.
We're going to go to break.
Then we'll talk to our next guest caller.
When we come back, we'll talk to our guest caller, and then we'll have another trivia. That's right. We have a fantastic guest coming in. After the break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years. years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 Leader Dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
We are definitely back at the Barnaby on Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Oh, yeah, we're back. Hey, listen, folks. Our next guest, we have to say congratulations. At the same time, we have to feel sorry for him. He just got married. Would you believe it? He got married.
Well,
from the single life, he's now married.
Just in case.
So he's got to learn about the famous word, yes,
yep.
Honey, yes, dear. Can't say no. There's no more no. It's yes.
Okay, so does that apply to me now so I can...
I always say yes to you.
All righty. Well, this is going to be a lot of fun and informative, and we're excited to welcome our guest, who is also a sponsor of the show, and he's the co-founder of a premium CBD company called Sunday Scaries, and we'd like to welcome Bo Schmidt. Hi, Bo.
How are you doing?
Hello, Bo.
Great to be on. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
If you would like to call in and ask any questions, please call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. But if you want to call and you only want to call because you want to speak to Bo, that's fine. But any other thing, we'll have to wait until after Bo's off. So if you want to call the next few minutes, you want to ask Bo any questions about Sunday Scaries, now's the time to call. Okay, let's go, Bo. Tell me why people would use Sunday Scaries rather than any other CBD product.
Yeah, so it's obviously a big question that we get, and one of the largest questions we have to portray as a brand. But first and foremost, it's been estimated that about 70% of U.S. hemp is actually imported from China, and they use hemp in China to plant between crop seasons, so they absorb all the metals and chemicals and pesticides, and so. Right off the bat, you want to make sure that you're sourcing in the United States with USDA agricultural specifications, and you basically want to follow like a three-tier system. It's one that it's sourced locally, that it has a certificate of analysis on the actual CBD that makes sure that it's pure and pesticide-free, residual-free, and then also you want to make sure you have a COA on the product. So right there, you're going to knock off about half the CBD companies that don't do two-level testing and source within the United States. But what we really focus on is getting, we're a mission-driven company. We focus on tackling kind of the over-the-counter anxiety issues. And that's been our cornerstone since we launched. So that's what everything's focused on, and that's what we're really all about.
So why would I want to use a CBD product in the first place?
Well, one, there's very, very little side effects. It's natural. Cannabinoids are naturally created within your body. And it's well tolerated. This is from the World Health Organization, but it's well tolerated in humans. It also can help produce stress-inducing hormones, and it's really like a well-being nutrient. So as you take it, it'll help with inflammatory issues. And there's still all these new studies coming out, but it's really a tremendous product that can help with everyday wellness.
I was reading.
Hey, Bo.
Yes.
Does this help with the stress levels?
So the one thing that we always have to be careful of is making medical claims, because we have hundreds of testimonials, probably thousands now, with people that are claiming that it really does help their anxiety and their stress. And this is definitely, an all-natural way to do that. But we can't make medical claims. We can't say that this is going to cure anxiety, this is going to cure stress, because it's just, That's not the way we can operate as a company. That's why we have a disclaimer, because there haven't been scientific studies that are proving this. It's mostly consumer based.
That sounds good.
The products contain B12 and D3, which are very important when you're under a lot of stress.
Absolutely, and so that's something that our products are the only products that we add the vitamins. B12, D3, and we use a base of coconut oil, and that's to get those added benefits, because those do have more research around them and how they help reduce stress and improve your overall well-being and mood.
Well, you mentioned something, and I think you must know me. Anxiety about buying something OTC, and that's me. Like, you know, I don't know. Do I want to do this? It's over the counter. You know, is it safe? And you have anxiety about relieving your anxiety.
Exactly. Well, that's kind of what's going on right now anyway.
Right.
And we kind of try to tackle the over-the-counter anxiety issues. So,
right.
You know, we're, you know, especially with, you know, stress in the workplace and financial stress right now, they're non-diagnosable, you know, stress disorders. And there are over 18% of Americans with, you know, diagnosed stress or anxiety disorders. But, you know, we're also focusing on those 40 million Americans. Mm-hmm. So that we call them the over-the-counter anxiety issues.
I have one more for you, Bo.
Gary had a question.
Gary.
Go ahead, Gary.
As we're saying, with the economy the way it is and everything out there and people watching their coins a little bit, is this how would I say, in the means of everybody be able to afford this?
Yeah. We have different options. We offer discounts for monthly subscriptions because we really feel that it's, you get the best effects when you take CBD for over 10 weeks. And it's actually really interesting. One of my friends put it, what I think was the best, is that you're not stimulated by CBD. So it's actually the removal of CBD when you start to feel anxious again, that's the feeling that you generally feel. You just feel calmer in the same way that if, you know, you had knee joints and you didn't take an Advil, you would understand that you didn't take an Advil. But when you take Advil, it's not like a stimulating feeling. You just kind of like it's that pain, that irritation dissipates.
True. It's true. So basically, can I paraphrase and say that you don't get high? People who have never taken CBD products, they're probably wondering. And please call in if you have any questions for Bo.
Exactly. That's a common misconception. So you have the cannabis family, and under the cannabis family, you have hemp and you have marijuana. Right? Hemp is federally legal.
Right.
Marijuana is federally illegal. So the only difference between the hemp, or the major difference between the hemp and the marijuana plant, is that the hemp is very high in CBD and low in THC, usually under 0.3%. And then marijuana is high in THC, and THC is the molecule that gets you high, and very low in CBD. So we derive all of our CBD from hemp grown just outside of Denver, Colorado. They used to call hemp the hippie's disappointment back in the 70s because people would smoke it and not get high.
Yeah, if I could interrupt for a second, to anybody who wants to call and ask on this, the number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
Bo, how long does it take before you start to feel a little bit more with the edge off? 2 days, 3 days, a week?
Oh, no.
I know it's not instant.
It's like 30 to 40 minutes.
Oh.
So especially if you take a sublingual oil, you'll feel it immediately. We don't make topicals, but if you put a CBD topical on like a hurt knee or a sore knee, just like another ointment, you'll be able to feel the effects really quickly.
Wow.
That's the oil? Is that under the tongue?
Oil's under the tongue, but our best sellers by far are gummies. Those are what we specialize in.
Yeah.
And that's just really because it's an easy way to introduce something new to someone you know, non-invasive. It's not dripping a tincture under your tongue. It's just popping a couple gummies that are easily dosed at 10 milligrams each. Easy to travel with, easy to take on the go.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. And how many would you start off with the gummies? A couple
of
days?
Three.
A day? Just a day?
Yeah, absolutely. Two or three a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally take about 50 to 100 milligrams of CBD a day, mostly. Most of the time, it's before I go to sleep, about an hour before bed, because it helps calm my racing mind.
So, why, does it help you sleep better? That's me, then.
A person who's visually impaired or blind and they get the CBD oil with the dropper, you said 50 to 100 milligrams?
Yeah, every dropper is about 30 milligrams.
Okay.
And so, you know, starting with just recommend a half to two-thirds is a good starting point, but everyone is different because it interacts CBD interacts with their endocannabinoid system, which is a system like a nervous system inside your body. So it actually helps block receptors. So I guess, maybe I'm going a little too in the weeds but
okay. No, it's interesting.
I got another question. With the you're talking about the eye drops now. Say a person that I know of one, which is Michael. Michael takes a lot of eye drops. Now, would that dilute whatever he's putting in his eyes that he needs to have in there? Would it affect his stuff that he needs to be taking?
I know what he's saying. Will it interfere with the effectiveness of your eye drops or something? I don't think so.
We're not doctors, and we don't pretend to be, right? So that's definitely something that you would have to, you know, discuss with your physician. And that's what we always recommend.
It's supposed to be your mouth, not your eyes.
Yeah, and our drops go in your mouth. We don't have any eye drops. It's all oral.
Oh, okay. I thought it was eye drops too.
No, I mean I don't know that anyone that's put it in their eye, but I can't. Oh,
Gary would.
Gary
would.
That's where I said that, but but that could work. I guess I don't know. I'm not no doctor.
You know, I have honestly read probably 1,000 articles and written 100 articles on CBD, and I don't think I've ever come across the conversation of putting CBD in your eyes.
That's it. Now you heard it.
When you're saying drops, when you say drops in Michael, I think of eyes. So
yeah.
I guess that's where I was mistaken. That's okay. We need a joke.
Yeah.
No, not
Chris,
yet.
Anybody on the line?
Yeah, okay. All righty. So tell us about some of the other products you have there. You have the gummies and you have the dropper under the tongue.
Yeah, and so, you know, being mission-driven, we try to launch products that help support charitable organizations. So last year we launched Unicorn Jerky, which is a rainbow strip candy, and that supports LGBTQ community. Right. We donate to the Trevor Project, which helps prevent LGBTQ youth suicide. And that's very close to us and my founder, especially.
I read that. Yeah.
Yeah, my co-founder. And then we actually just launched at the beginning of this month our new gummies called Brawberries, and they're pink, and they're actually strawberry berries, gummy bears. And we donate, and we're donating to a breast cancer awareness for cancer research, a portion of each bottle sold.
That's great. You're socially conscious.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the fun part, is we can collab with a charitable organization, do a give back, and it's a win-win situation on both sides.
Okay.
So Sunny Scaries, that's what it's all about, CBD products.
It's all on our website, isn't it?
It's on our website. So if you want to check our website, then go to Sunny Scaries on the website. Call them up, and they'll talk to you about which product is good for you.
Hey, let's go to the phone line real quick before we go any further. I think I got a young man who has a question for you, all the way from Fern Park, Florida, the one and only Dave.
Oh, awesome. I do have a question.
Hi, Dave from Fern Park.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, hello.
You have a question for Bo?
I do. Bo, I appreciate your service because I know it's it does make a big difference with the anxiety. And also I understand with my wife uses CBD for stomach issues, which she's found to work quite well. But I was wondering, between stuff with you've got the gummies and different edibles, is there ones that have more CBD than others? Or because I imagine with like gummies or some of the food, you're going to get a lot of filler. So is going under your tongue really the best way to go? Or is the other way just easier or what?
That's a great question. Thanks for asking that. We launched with the gummies, and we actually found ourselves eating like 10 to 15 gummies a day. so that's why we came out. The gummies are 10 milligrams a piece, but the sublingual oil is all natural. It has organic coconut oil. It has organic stevia for a little sweetener, natural flavors, and then just vitamins D3, B12, and CBD. And that's 500 milligrams and highly concentrated. So as you start to maneuver through your CBD journey, naturally, I think you'll always gravitate toward the oil because it's a higher concentration. Your body naturally develops not an immunity, but, you know, where you just need more, kind of a diminishing returns.
Yeah, I've actually had some CBD oil that was actually had a little bit of almost like an alcohol base to it. And I didn't like that a bit. So the coconut, I think, sounds a lot better.
Yeah, yeah. And it's 100% natural. So
that's cool. All right. I appreciate that.
Thank you, David.
Thanks,
Bo, I have a question.
Yeah, absolutely.
My anxious question here. If I take the CBD oil under the tongue, will it make me really tired really fast, or can I still function and do what I have to do around?
Absolutely. You can function and do what you want to do.
Okay.
So we're actually coming out with another set of gummies. They're Mexican inspired. We're in San Diego. It's basically, you know, half our culture down here, which is amazing. They'll be called Siesta Siesta, and they'll be infused with L-theanine.
They're infused with what?
Melatonin and L-theanine. So those will actually help you sleep.
I want that to help me sleep.
So those will be coming out in the next 2 months.
So the oil that you have now under the tongue and the gummies that you have now, they wouldn't conk you out right away. I mean,
no, absolutely. Absolutely not. I take it before bed just to calm my mind because I sleep better without my racing mind.
I agree 100%. That's not my mind.
My mind never stops.
I never stop. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Michael, you want a siesta siesta, huh?
Yeah.
That's like, hey, Michael, you get that. I get your sombrero.
any other callers, Chris?
No, not yet.
Okay, Bo, just so you know, we're Zooming it, and our producer engineer is in Orlando.
He's in the radio station.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing since March. So
yeah.
It's not like I can look at him through the window and make funny faces in sign language here.
No, he's 50 miles away.
Yeah.
I got to keep my ears open and clean.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny right now. Bo, you're in California.
Yeah.
Gary's in the other part of Florida. He's 50 miles away from us. And the other part of Florida is Chris Shaw. He's in the radio station. He's about another 50 miles away. And then here we are in another part of Florida. So it's amazing. We're all – everybody talking on this radio right now is different parts
really
of the country.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, and let's not forget about the discount, Bo. We didn't mention
that.
Yeah, you know, with you guys have a unique code BB20, and that'll give you 20% off everything. And it's a reusable code, and it can be used across both. We actually have a dog line under FOMO Bones.
Yeah.
The dogs get separation anxiety, and it'll work on FOMO Bones, too.
I thought we were talking about
You're kidding.
That. No, I knew that, but I just thought
I need that for our dogs.
Yeah.
Boy, you need a lot of that.
Yeah, we have dogs at 8 o'clock interrupt the whole show because they want T-U-R-K-E-Y. So they need...
Hey, Lynn, if we got that stuff, we'll give the dogs at 7:30 and they'd be quiet at 8.
Exactly. Well, they'll be tired now that the show's almost over.
Yeah, those ones have L-tryptophan, you know, what's natural in turkey, and they're 100% natural, too.
Uh-oh.
And they definitely conk, help relax dogs.
That's good.
We should get that one when you have all the lightning and the thundering.
Our best-selling week is 2 weeks before 4th of July.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
wow. That's cool.
And New Year's, right before New Year's. Yeah. So we have to remember that. So the code is what now? A code?
It's just BB, two B's in a row and 20. BB20.
BB20 is a discount for 20% off any product.
So whether you call or you do it online.
BB20.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Bo. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Bo. Good information.
Thank you guys for having me on. It was a true pleasure, and we're proud to be working with you guys.
Well, thank you, and we'll be talking
thank
about
you.
More and more. We'll have to keep on discussing.
And we'll talk to you next month.
This could be a great item for Christmas, definitely.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a few weeks, and congratulations again on your
congratulations
marriage.
On your marriage.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care, Bo.
Take care, Bo.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So that's Sunday Scaries. Look it up.
Look it up. And don't forget the BB20.
And by the way, that Scaries is S-C-A-R-I-E-S. SundayScaries.com. It's so cinchy. Just go there and
A lot of the pharmacists, by the way, carry the product as well, if you don't know. Yeah,
I've already tried the gummies.
Yeah, that was funny. Lynn, that was funny. I walked away from the phone for just a minute. I come back, I hear drops. And all of a sudden, I thought Michael and eye drops. That's what messed me up. I didn't hear it in my tongue.
That's all we ever hear is Michael talking about his eye drops.
I know. So, I mean, I walked away and I didn't hear it underneath the tongue. I just heard drops. And I said, well, they're going in the eyes.
Right, now, we're going to go to trivia time. Trivia time.
One more.
This is the last trivia of the night. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Chris, this is your trivia.
It is? Oh, yeah.
Chris.
Can turn a gray sky blue. You see, I can make it
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Can build a castle from a single grain of sand. Yeah. You see, I can make a ship sail on dry land, children, yeah. On a happy mind,
with all the
powers that I possess, yeah. Yeah, you're the key to my happiness, and I
can't get next to you, hey.
No,
can't get next to you.
I've been trying a long time.
Can't get next to you,
hey. I don't know
can't
what to do.
Can't get next to you.
Okay, Chris. So who's singing the song? 407.
I can fly like a bird in the sky.
Who's singing the song? The phones are wide open. Now's the time to call. Anybody know the song? 407-894-1680. What, Gary?
Whose song was that, Chris?
I was struggling real hard to choose which one because something else came across my mind, too. And, Mike, you said, give me something that everybody going to already know. So I said, all right, got it. So that's the young man that I had to pull out. That young man has been around. He's been in the game for quite some time doing what he does and been doing the thing and probably still doing the thing, just singing to his lady. But he's a good old good fella from back in the day. Mike, you should know it. Lynn, did it ring a bell to you, Gary?
I remember the music, but
not to me.
I know the artist.
Got the beat. But I don't know who it is.
I know the artist.
Yeah.
He's gone for a
while. You know the artist. Yeah.
I think everybody's sleeping tonight. I think that's
407-894-1680. Who knows that song?
I can fly like a bird in the sky. Oh,
that's all I got. That's all I can give you. But yeah, it was that one. Then I had another one too. I was gonna pull out an old Stevie, but I said no, I ain't gonna do no Stevie Wonder for you because you did Stevie last week. Well, so I went a little different route tonight, just to bother everybody, just to see who know their music, and then I know my brother Carter was listening, so Carter probably know who it was, but you know, Carla, yeah,
I'm sure Carter does.
All right, look, I'm gonna. If nobody knows that song, I'm going to give you another trivia. This is not a song. This is a question. Let's see if anybody knows this who's listening. If you don't know that song, I'm going to give you an easy trivia question. Philadelphia has been my hometown for a lot of years. I want you to name three. You have to name three. You can name groups or artists out of Philadelphia. You know anybody out of Philadelphia, but you got to name three different artists out of Philadelphia. 407, that's a trivia question. Name three artists, whether it's a group, male or female group, whether it's a group, whether it's an artist, a single by himself or herself, out of Philadelphia. Now, that's an easy one. You have to name three. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Out of Philadelphia. Out of Philadelphia. They have to be from Philadelphia, 407-894-1680.
Well, it's kind of ironic that you said that. The young lady that I got on the phone line is from Philadelphia, and she was calling in for the trivia. She said, so I'm going to let the one and only Miss Karen in. Miss Karen said she know the artist, But she don't think she got the song right now. But she know the song, the artist. Is that right, Karen?
Yes.
All she has to know is the artist. When in that, I didn't say the song. You have to name the artist. Who's singing the song?
Oh, Al Green. That's Al Green.
Yeah. Al Green is your right, Karen.
Karen from Philly. Hey.
Yeah.
Karen from Philly. Karen from Philadelphia. 407-89. Karen, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. That's Karen from Philadelphia.
Okay.
Karen, is this your first time calling in?
No, she called in a few, like 30 days ago.
I won last month. I won in September.
That's right, September.
First weekend in September.
That's right, I remember. Okay, thanks. Wait till you get my age. Up. Karen, hold on one moment, all right?
South Philadelphia. Okay. I know your name, Karen. You know the three groups or three individuals from Philadelphia. That's an easy one. So, give me a question.
All right, repeat the question one more time.
I want to know, they have to be from Philadelphia. Three, have to name three, whether it's a group or an individual from Philadelphia. They have to have some big records. They can't be like no nothing. I'm talking about they have big records. I'm thinking, I'll give you one hint right off the bat. I had a group called the Intruders. The Intruders, they're from Philadelphia. That's a group, Intruders. Can you name three?
Doesn't have to be a group.
It could be anybody. I'll give you another one. Mario Lanza. He was a big artist from Philadelphia. Mario Lanza.
Can I give you one? Can I give you
one? Are you kidding me? There's 50 or 100 people. Eddie Fisher was another one from Philadelphia. What were we going to say, Gary?
Michael, how about that one you said somewhere?
Well, don't give them all away. I gave away three already. But
all right. So yeah. You said they had to be from Philly or they could be from anywhere?
No, they have to be. No, the person calling in can be from anywhere, but I'm saying the artists have to be from Philadelphia.
Okay. Well, let's go over to Clinton, Indiana. He was ready last week, but for some odd reason, we had some connectivity issues. That took place, but he's back this week. You know our good friend, the one and only Dr. John. John, you there?
I'm here.
John from Indiana. Okay, John from Indiana. Can you name me three different artists, whether it's a group, male group, female group, or any individual from Philadelphia? They have to be from Philadelphia.
Bobby Rydell, Fabian, and Chubby Checker.
You got it.
Yeah.
Chubby Checker, Fabian, and when you say Bobby Rydell, absolutely correct. Three different artists. Absolutely. Can you name one more? You got three.
I'm trying to think.
But you got three, right? Bobby Rydell.
Michael.
You said Bobby Rydell.
Yep.
Chubby Checker.
And Fabian.
And Fabian. Oh, okay. You forgot Frankie Avalon.
Frankie. Yeah. My God. Him and Annette Funicello. She was my love. I loved her when she
was. No, she's not from Philly. Annette is not from Philly. No, she's from West
Coast.
Anyway,
he came from Philadelphia.
Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. And did you vote yet in Indiana?
Did Chris tell you last week I knew the answer, and the phone went dead. He hung up on me.
Okay. Well, you won now. So you got your $10 gift card from Subway.
Hey, you guys have a good day down that way. Stay in, stay safe.
Did you vote yet? I'm asking you a question. Did you vote yet? Just one time. Did you vote yet?
We're going to vote on Thursday.
Thursday, okay. Vote.
Early voting up here about three blocks away from my house. We're going up there and vote.
In person. Very good. Very good.
Yep. So,
very good.
No problem. I voted. I'm 78 years old and I haven't missed election yet. I voted ever since I was 21 years old. 21 years old.
That's about me too. That's just like me. You got me. When's your birthday anyway? You're 78. I want to know who's older, you or me. I'm 78. When's your birthday?
When's my birthday?
Yeah. I'm in June. When are you?
My birthday is 17th of July.
Oh, I'm older than you. I'm in June. You're in July. I was 78 in June. You won't be 79 until July, so I'm a month older than you.
Oh, for God's sake, you don't look it.
Thank you very much. I don't look it. That's right. So you have to be good to your seniors. Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
I appreciate it. Enjoy. Michael. You too, Lynn. Take care.
You take care now.
All right.
Stay well. Congratulations.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Glenn is going to vote in person.
And then he'll go get a sandwich.
Then he'll go get a sandwich.
Oh, he won't have
a sandwich. Hey, Michael.
Yeah,
that's a real bonus now.
Okay.
If they win, they get a Subway gift card. But now the Subway's out, 2-for-1s. Correct?
Well, okay, so they can use it.
Two subs for one.
I missed it because I was on the other line with Karen. Who did John say?
He said Frankie
Lyman?
He said Fabian, Bobby Rydell, and Chubby Checker. He's right, all three.
Wait, Chubby Checker, Bobby Darin?
No, Bobby Rydell.
Bobby Rydell.
And Fabian.
And Fabian. Fabian. Ooh, he got me with Fabian. All right.
Yeah, Fabian.
Is that challenge still going or are we done?
No, we can have another one. One more.
Okay, so I got a couple of names that I'm quite sure that some people can come up with. Groups that are from artists or a group? Is it artists or a group or just artists?
No, it'll be a group or a male or female or a group. Nobody can ever, as long as they've been having hits, that's all. That's all I care about.
Okay. Well, I got two for a fact that I could think of. But one was originally from Philly. My man, Big Brother Carter, just said he was originally from Philly, but he sung with the group. He sung with the group and he was one of the lead singers from back in the day.
But the group from Philly?
Yeah, the group is not from Philly, but the artist is because eventually he left the group and went solo for a little bit.
Oh, if it was a solo, did he have any hits as a solo?
Did he have any hits as a solo artist? Don't say it loud. No. Just yes or no.
Of course.
Okay, he said of course.
Okay, so let's see anybody's going to call in.
I got one for you.
407-894-1680 is the number to dial. I want to hear from you.
Michael, can I guess one?
What?
Can I guess one?
No.
I guess one.
No, because somebody might give it. If nobody calls in, you can tell me at the end of the show.
All right. I want to know at the end of the show because I think I have one. You know, I'm not that good at it, so.
But you have to get not just one person. You have to give me three.
Yeah, no, I know, but I just got one. I was just going to ask you, but I'll wait until it's over.
Are you still outside? Are you still outside?
No,
he's in the house now.
All right, anybody calling? That's it.
All right, then. That's it. That's it. Nobody called.
Okay, that's
all right,
it.
So
Frank Sinatra?
No, not from Philly.
Okay. I thought he was.
He's from Hoboken.
Hobo? Oh, okay.
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Okay. I got the phone ringing. What you want me to do, Mike? I got the phone ringing.
Okay. Answer the phone. That's it. That's the last one.
They just hung up. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So here's who I was thinking. I was thinking.
Yeah, who are you thinking?
Carter said David Ruffin. David Ruffin was originally from Philly. And he sung with the group The Temptations. All right.
That, I thought he was from Detroit.
David Ruffin was from Philly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was. Right. All right. The second artist
Carter,
I thought.
Right?
The second artist, Carter said, yeah, that's what Carter said. He was originally born and raised in Philly and went to Detroit.
I didn't know that. I thought he was from Detroit. Yeah. Who's the second one?
He said Teddy Pendergrass. Harold Melvin.
Definitely from Philly. Absolutely. He's right. Yep. He's from Danny Pendergrass. Absolutely.
I was thinking Fresh Prince, Will Smith.
Will Smith. Yeah, but I'm talking about a singer. He's an actor.
No. Will Smith was a rapper before he became an actor. Will Smith was on the scene as a rapper before he became an
actor. I'm surprised at Carter. He could have named somebody else. I was thinking Patti LaBelle.
And that's who I was going to say. But he's not a Patti LaBelle fan like I am. I was going to say Patti LaBelle. And then Boyz II Men.
There you go.
There's a lot of groups. We just played before the song Get a Job, The Silhouettes. The Silhouettes from Philadelphia.
Hey Carter, Mike said he was shocked that you didn't say Patti LaBelle. He said he thought you would know better than that. But yeah, those were the groups that I thought of instantaneously. Teddy P, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
The Blue Notes, absolutely.
Patti LaBelle, Boyz II Men, yep. And Will Smith.
Okay. What are you going to say, Lynn?
So are they going to share a Subway?
Okay, Lynn, you're up.
Take them on a date.
Good, Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well, I wanted to remind everybody it's my time to say join us next week, same time, same place. And co-host Sheila Young will be joining us in the Zoom room, and Richard Oliver will be calling in from the Industries of the Blind in Greensboro, North Carolina. Tammy Wusel will be calling in and talking to us about the famous Mitzi Kit. And we're going to meet somebody from the west coast of Florida, specifically in Naples, and his name is John DeMarco. And he has a wonderful Facebook page called Worldwide Weather. Check it out. So that's the lineup for next week.
Okay, folks, that's what she writes. That's what she does. Hey, Gary.
Yo.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being part of us.
Sure thing. Sure thing.
Now you can go have your rum and coke.
Yeah, now you can have your rum and coke.
I don't do coke. I ain't done coke in a year. I just do rum and water.
Wait.
Rum and water. Oh, okay.
No ice cubes? Wait.
And ice cubes.
Hey, Chris, now you go home to your lovely bride.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Chris, wasn't it your anniversary last weekend or this weekend?
This past week. My wife and I just celebrated 9 years, October the 1st.
Congratulations.
Wow. So, and weren't you going to cook or something?
Well, no. I did most of the last 7 years putting stuff together. So this year I was just like, it's Corona. We need to just relax and just chill. And we'll do other stuff this weekend. So I took the girls out for ice cream. Brought them back home, nice. And then we had a water balloon fight, then it rained on us.
There you go. Okay, folks, thanks for joining us. Thanks for letting us come in your home. Love you all. Take care. Listen, I don't want you to go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Take care.
Love you all. Be good. Be safe.
Good night, everybody.
Good night now.
Good night.
Polishing up our act.